town for me. But McBride & Son has over 50 different communities to choose from, and they've been in the St. Louis market for over 65 years. They are everywhere you want to live and in every single price range. So with interest rates at all-time lows, now's a great time to use McBride & Son. Visit them online at McBrideHomes.com.
An 8-ounce Kansas City strip sirloin and roasted potatoes, just $7.99. Tonight only.
At Iacovelli's.
A great place for great steaks at great prices. A succulent 8-ounce Kansas City strip sirloin with roasted potatoes, just $7.99 tonight only.
At Iacovelli's.
In Florissant.
Online at Iacovelli's.com.
Does your business thrive by serving other businesses? Would you like a healthy, steady flow of B2B leads that are customized to grow sales? Hoovers has developed a best-in-class lead generation tool that makes it easy for you to find targeted leads for your business. You'll be amazed at how easy it is to get the right leads fast. Try it today for free. Get 50 free leads and a 24-hour trial. Just call 800-239-0011.
800-239-0011.
800-239-0011.
Oh, where am I going to stay?
When a disaster strikes, the worry runs circles in your head.
What do I do now?
Pause, breathe in, and call ASAP Contracting and Roofing now. 314-381-3300 in Missouri, 618-281-8675 in Illinois.
Pinions Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share. Partners and him.
There's no fun left on
the air. We're full of chat and we're full of chit. Everything you'll get lots of
bloating, gas, or constipation.
That's a problem.
So when you sit up, we're about to get Pinions Playhouse on the air.
Isn't all gas bloating gas?
I would think so.
That's
Everyone
what it does.
Think so.
No?
You know, sometimes it's worse, don't you think, where your stomach is just like all pooped out and you don't really even have
all pooped out?
The regular gas.
It's I don't pooped. Think you've ever, Tina, you've never had that problem.
Sometimes you feel like you're just, your stomach
full,
is like, holy cow.
Wait a minute, I'm
but
looking
not,
down right now. My stomach's that way now. I'm bloated.
Hey,
I just
look
down, I notice how bloated I am.
Oh, don't stand behind him.
No, you don't want to do that. Well, good afternoon and welcome to the June 28th edition, a hot edition of Pinions Playhouse, brought to you by...
Hey!
Thompson Price, kitchens, baths, home. We're going to talk about them after we introduce ourselves before the equipment melts. Air conditioning's working well. Keep your fingers crossed at the control board. Equipment like this does not like heat. Electronic components don't like heat.
No.
That's why, well, we don't have to worry because our stuff's all brand new. Well, wait a minute.
No.
It's about 40 years old. The guy that runs the control board is Eon the Peon. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus. And if you are not happy with your current advisor, we would like you to get a second opinion with our friends Mark and Jason.
Yes, we will.
For their phone number and more, go to markandjason.com.
Hello to the chicks.
Now, Tina, how come you didn't wear the new style, the little shorty short shorts today?
Yeah.
Miss Heath, the little halter top, shorty shorts. Think about it. Maybe tomorrow.
Okay.
I have mine on.
No, and I won't see you tomorrow because I'm on assignment. Tina Del, P.S., say hi to everybody.
Hi, everybody.
Dan Strauss in the house with his trouser mouse. Dan, how's it going?
Great. Hi, everybody.
Hebe Jimenez, in charge of security. And I forgot this lady yesterday. And boy, she sent down the dirty looks from heaven. Bernice is in heaven.
Horse is fine, Dan.
Sorry, Bernice. It won't happen again. And Rad Boy is all upset.
What?
The problem. Yeah, he doesn't use the parking garage.
Uh-oh,
he's afraid. He left his car out in the parking lot. And what'd you leave on the dash?
Cheese.
Left cheese. Left his cheese on the
sure
dashboard.
It'll be fine.
Now, well, no, it won't. It's already melted, run down the vents, the defrost vent. It's a mess. It's a cheesy mess. Give it up for Bruce Limpress and the All Boy Orchestra. Kitchen's 18 years old. If I ever have a lot of money like I used to have,
might be thinking about redoing it again here in another few years. I think 20, 25 years is a pretty good run for a kitchen, but 18 years ago, we hated it. It was dark. Builders went through their dark phase where there were lots of...
Walnut.
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah, and lots of rooms that looked like some men's club smoking lounge.
Crap, I had a kitchen that had orange countertops with green appliances.
Oh, that sure sounds pretty. Orange and green. Uh-huh. We had a lot of dark wood in that house, and it made it seem smaller, and it made it seem depressing, and the kitchen was all dark wood. And then there was a section of cabinets that blocked the view into the family room. And I'm one of those people that likes that sort of open, you can stand in the kitchen and see the TV in the family room, and there's a countertop and an island, and everything's just, I like that. I don't like broken and segmented. So when Thompson Price came out, I said, it's not just about, you know, new cabinets and appliances and the typical major remodel. I said, what about this? Look at this. This whole section of cabinets. And he said, nah, that's no big deal at all. It's not a support wall involved here. And the thing that I remember the most about when Thompson Price did our kitchen was that in one day, the first day, everything was gone. Demolition is interesting because I actually think the crews enjoy it. Tearing stuff up.
Oh, yeah, looks like it.
That's the best part about doing something
like
that.
Get some crowbars.
You got to clean it up.
Yeah, well, they did. They cleaned it up. But I remember at the end of the first day, I walked in there. Everything was gone. There were no cabinets. There was no, the old center island was gone. There were pipes that were kind of sticking out and some wiring and you know, walls, but not the way they used to be. And I thought, how in the world does anybody do this in one day? And then at the end of the project, I wondered, how can anybody do what they ended up doing with the finished project in 4 weeks, when in 3 weeks, it was a functioning kitchen? And we could use it. We just needed, you know, cosmetic things, the new knobs and things for that fourth week. That was just sort of finishing touches. Everything they said they'd do, they did. And that's what they'll do for you. And we have friends, I told you this before, who were without their kitchen. See, they didn't pay attention, and they're not AM and the PM, and they didn't listen. And they were without a kitchen for 6 months.
Whoa. Oh, man.
Whoa. Try washing your dishes in the bathtub for 6 months. I said, well, that's what you get. You should have gone to people that know what they're doing, and Thompson Price and his people know what they're doing. Their showroom... And the only problem I have with the showroom is, for as gorgeous as it is and as beautiful as the stuff is and as many ideas, it doesn't scratch the surface. Multiply that by 1,000 or more, because variations on that is what you can do between your ideas and their ideas and something you saw in a magazine. It can be pretty spectacular, but you might want to start on the website or at the showroom. The website will direct you to the showroom, but I can tell you where it is. Because I don't want you to go to the wrong one. I don't want you to go to another place you think is associated with Callier, with Thompson Price. Because there's only one, Thompson Price. And that's it. That's the name. There's not another name in it. It's Thompson Price. Two words. Thompson Price. Kitchens, baths, home. Website, thompsonprice.com. And the showroom is in De Pere. And it is on Manchester, about a half mile east of 270, on the north side of Manchester, right next to McAllister's Deli, in there with TJ Maxx. You can't miss it. ThompsonPrice.com. Now, Mike Evans yesterday mentioned a show called Final Witness. Do you remember he mentioned this?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Did anybody watch it last night?
No.
I got to tell you something. It's very interesting. Now, I almost shut it off in the first 15 minutes or so, because I didn't like the idea that... First of all, let me tell you that the show every week, and you don't need to have watched last night. That's the great thing, because every week is a new story. But the show is based on an absolute true crime. And last night, it was, I think it was in Texas, where this family, everybody but the dad and the daughter... But the other two kids and the mom were killed, mm-hmm. and then the house was burned down.
I remember that in the news.
Yeah, and it was in, I think it was in 08. And what when they start off, what they're doing is you hear the voice of what is supposed to be the mom who was murdered in the fire. And I didn't like that for some reason. Let me tell you about my family. But then, as it progressed, it turned out to be a fantastic show. And what I liked about it, I don't like some of those true crime reenactments where everything you watch is not the real people. It's going down a dark country road and getting out of the car with a flashlight, but it's actors. They do that, but then you also get to watch interviews with people who were involved in the case. And then at the end, they show you all the real people. It was really good. And, man, this story about this punk kid who went in with his friend and killed this family did it at the request of his girlfriend, who was the daughter in the family. This family was they were church going people. They, by all appearances, were, you know, probably a little strict. They had curfews, and, you know, as a lot of especially Southern sort of Protestant families do. But when the dad said, "I really don't want you to see this guy anymore," because the guy was trouble. He was a problem. The dad went online, and I think on his Facebook page or some site, saw where this kid had posted a lot of vulgar, nasty stuff, even some references to the girlfriend, which is this guy's daughter. And they had a family sit down, and he said, "You're not to see this kid anymore." Her reaction? She goes and tells her boyfriend, "I want you to kill my family." And he does. Unbelievable. It's a great show. Final Witness, there's another one on next week. I don't know that there's an answer to this question, but I it's a question I sort of asked myself recently, and here it is. When did abs become such a big deal and the focus of everybody's body? Abs. Women's abs, men's abs.
It's been like that for decades.
No, it hasn't.
Yeah, remember in
maybe a couple of decades, but I don't remember. It used to be legs and chest and a woman's boobs and a guy's
biceps.
Sean Connery's biceps, yeah. Chest hair and everything else. But the ab thing, for at some point we got obsessed with this ab business. I don't know what happened there, but most people don't have what you see in these magazines and on these entertainment. They don't have that. In fact, in the movie business, they sculpt and draw with makeup. They enhance abs for the movies and for magazine shots. But to me, most people that have those kind of abs, what that says to me when I see that is you are so self-consumed. All you do is look at yourself and do sit-ups,
right,
and go to the gym. You are over the top with this because that just isn't that rippling sort of six-pack. That's not the way an average person looks. Of course, I say this because I have none.
Yeah.
I have them, but they're buried beneath about 30 pounds of fat. Yes. They're down there somewhere. If I had them, I probably would think it's fine to talk about them. Ann Curry. Bill Cleveland mentioned Ann Curry. What I don't get, and it's the same thing I didn't get with Conan, is all the people, and I've been reading some articles, and she's responding to all the people who are saying, "Oh, Ann, this is so unfair and so great." Ann Curry just got a new multi-year, and I'm going to guess 5 years. It's a longer period than she had left on her contract, which was 2. Multi-year deal with NBC to travel, to do specials and stories. It's millions of dollars. I don't feel sorry for Ann Curry. And the truth is, she says the ratings slip in the Today Show is not my fault. No, it's not your fault that you were on there. You were also on there when the ratings were good. But you and Curry, and I like her, were not able to take the place of or pick up the slack when Katie Couric left, Meredith Vieira left. Ann Curry is not a funny person. Does that make sense? She's serious.
Yeah.
She's too serious.
She's a regular news person.
You need somebody that is kind of a jokester from time to time, that gets tickled, that laughs uncontrollably, that plays pranks. That's not Ann Curry. So whether Ann, and it was not fair, really, for her to take that role. Like everything else in radio and TV now, it's all about cost cutting. They thought, well, we lose Meredith Vieira, we'll let Ann pick up the slack. No, that's not what she does. But this sympathy crap, and Conan, I remember, oh, poor Conan. Conan got a check for $40 million. I don't feel sorry for him. I don't feel sorry. Most people will never see $1 million. So I just don't understand that whole aspect of it. But Ann Curry will be fine. For those of you who are whining and wailing and sending her messages, and who are those people anyway that even know how to get a hold of Ann Curry? How do these people figure out? How do you email Ann Curry? Oh, I've gotten so many wonderful
Twitter
tweets.
Or
probably on their website, just like
Twitter.
Here.
Yeah. Did you read any reviews for Charlie Sheen's new show?
No, it's on tonight. I'm going to check
Not good.
It out. Really?
Yeah, USA Today out of 4 stars, 1.5. Said, it says, headline, anger, Sheen isn't half the man he was.
Oh, 2.5 men.
Referring on his old show, to his old show. It says, it's like he never left TV, and that is not a compliment. It says, it's not exactly 2.5 men's Charlie Harper. He plays a former ball player in this show turned therapist, and then it just goes on to pretty much tear it up as a really bad show. So, that's their take on it. Now, Michael Jackson. Remember how Michael Jackson made such a big deal out of his love for two things, children and animals?
I just love animals. Animals are God's creatures, and I have a zoo at Neverland. I have giraffes, I have tigers, I have chimpanzees, I have elephants. I love animals, and I love to care for animals. I don't like people mistreating animals.
Well, apparently, Michael, when they closed down Neverland Ranch in 06, he had to send his pet tiger, Thriller, to a wildlife preserve, along with a bunch of these other animals. Now, this guy who cared so much about animals, the reason this came up is Thriller just died. I know, it's sad. I'm sad, too.
Thriller.
But the people at the animal preserve say that despite his declaration of how much he loved these animals, that once they were taken to this preserve, he never once even bothered to check on them, see if they were being cared for properly, never sent a dollar for their care, nothing. So there's the man who loved animals so much. There's a woman named Roxanne Jones, and her son was accepted by Penn State. She convinced her son to throw away the acceptance letter and not go to Penn State. And there are people who are critical of that, saying that this is not a very valuable lesson about, you know, moving forward and forgiving. I say it's a very valuable lesson and a strong message to Penn State, because the people who believe that it started and ended with Jerry Sandusky are as blind as his goofy wife, Dottie Sandusky. Either that or they're not blind, and my feeling is they knew full well what he was doing. Look at the janitor, what he saw, and look at this McQuarrie, what he saw. And by the way, this Mike McQuarrie, the thing that's always bothered me, if you were in the locker room, athletic facilities of Penn State, and you saw great big Jerry Sandusky doing what was very obviously something wrong, a kid with his hands up against the wall in the shower and Sandusky behind him in the shower, why wouldn't you go over there and just knock the hell out of Jerry Sandusky, slam him up against the wall, just beat the crap out of him, and then call the police?
Yeah.
That's the part I don't get. How do you look at that and just walk away? And then go tell somebody?
I don't get that either.
Yeah. So he should go to prison, too, because he could have slam dunked that whole thing right there and put an end to it. In Chicago, the city council has approved a measure that will allow you to have a little marijuana. I don't know what 15 grams is. I'm not a pot smoker, but if it's 15 grams or less, they used to arrest you. Now you will not get arrested. You get a ticket, just like a parking ticket. You just get, I'm telling you, we're getting closer and closer to the legalization of pot. And I do agree with the people who say we have an overcrowded prison system and there should not be people in prison for years for having a little baggie of pot. That's extreme to me.
Right.
So here's another move in, I think, the right direction. I'm not condoning smoking it, but for goodness sakes, it's a fine now, up to $500, probably less depending on other circumstances. These fires in Colorado are unbelievable. 32,000 people out of their homes. About 300 homes have been completely burned down. Have you been watching the footage of that thing?
Yeah, it's amazing.
There's been pictures on Facebook, too. It's unbelievable.
Now, here's the part I don't get. There's a story, and I'll just read you. Heather Hendricks is 25. It says she spent most of the day yesterday on the phone begging her dad and her mom to leave their Colorado Springs home. They can look out and see the flames coming toward them, lapping toward their house, and they won't leave. It's like these floodplain people that you see interviewed and go, well, we're just going to sit it out. You know, I think we'll be okay. And I think the problem with that is that if these people's home does burn down, they get burned and they're dead, how do you feel sorry for them when they were told, get out? You're probably going to burn up and your house is going to burn. And it's the same thing with a hurricane. I think the problem is that they go and interview people who survived. Like they'll go down to the coast and they'll interview Dottie and Michael Tamberg decided to sit it out. And then they interview them and they go, yeah, you know, we've been through this before. We just decided we're just going to ride it out. And I think we'll be okay now. We made it. And so they show that somebody was able to do it. And I think that just encourages other people to go, well, hey, we're not going to leave either. I don't know. I don't get it. I don't get people who, especially when you can look out the window.
Yeah.
This is 135 square miles of fire.
Wow.
That is a pretty spectacular sight. And I get it. I don't want to leave my stuff. And, you know, grab a dog, grab the kids, grab some pictures, and get out of there. And I think it's a good thing that this guy from O'Fallon, Missouri, has been indicted on felony charges of pointing a laser at a helicopter. Mm-hmm. 35 years. That's a stupid, stupid thing to do. It was one of the Metro Air Support, an emergency, you know, like a life support helicopter.
Yeah.
You could kill a bunch of people doing this. You can't do this. Grand jury has indicted him, and he could go to prison up to 5 years and get a fine of $250,000. Good. Did you ever read the number of incidents reported of these lasers? It's thousands.
No, I didn't know.
Like 3,000 a year of people pointing these high-powered lasers at the cockpits of planes and helicopters.
Idiots.
And what kind of
what
kick
is that
do
about?
They get? What kind
I
of
don't
kick
know.
Do they get out
it's
of that?
Well, I guess they're on the ground thinking, okay, man, watch us see if this thing crashes.
Yeah.
Let's see if I can kill all these people on board by blinding the pilot.
That.
That is a weird thing. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
Okay. A lot of you probably heard my little slip earlier where I said the part of the name of the other company that people confuse with Thompson Price. And actually, I'm kind of glad it happened because that company, there's no affiliation with that company and Thompson Price. So by mentioning just part of the name, maybe it'll be crystal clear now for the few people who still are confused. It's just Thompson Price. This is our, it's like Peon's, if not favorite, one of his very top five jokes in the world, the hot weather joke. Try to visualize Louisiana and humidity and heat and just oppressive heat and a guy who's traveling for his work and he's hungry and he doesn't really know the area, but he sees a little cafe and he parks and as soon as he walks in, he knows, boy, this thing is, the clock stopped here about 40 years ago. No air conditioning. Screen door with one of those springs on it, slams it shut, and the screen's torn, and there's a big old creaky ceiling fan, flies, you know, a couple of flies buzzing around. Guy behind the counter with an apron with ketchup stains on it, and little white paper hat, and he's sweating. It's hot. And he goes, he sits down at the linoleum counter with the chrome bar stools, and he orders something to eat for lunch. And while he's waiting, he's just sitting there, and he can see back in the kitchen. And back in the kitchen, there's a cook, and she's huge, easily 400 pounds. But that's not really the problem. The problem is that the more he watches her, the more disgusted he starts to get. As she leans over food she's preparing, he can see the drops of sweat fall off her nose and her chin onto the food. He can see sweat rolling and trickling down and under and around her fat rolls because she's wearing a halter top and shorts, and she's a good 400 pounds. He can see that under her arms, there's matted hair because her hygiene is not good, and clumps of matted white deodorant.
Ugh.
Yeah, it's disgusting. But then he sees something that really turns his stomach. She goes over to the deep freeze, the freezer, and reaches in and pulls out what is obviously a frozen solid hamburger patty, and she puts it under her armpit. And then she reaches in and gets another one and puts it under the other armpit. And as she does and raises her arm to put the hamburger patty, he sees that hair and that matted clumps of little white either body cheese or deodorant. And then she holds her arms down and proceeds to work with her arms down to her sides. And at that point, he says, are you the manager? To the guy behind the counter. He says, yeah. What's the problem? He said, well, the problem is your cook in the back. He said, yeah, Becky? He said, is that her name, Becky? He said, yeah. I am sitting here, and unless I'm mistaken, and I don't think I am, I saw her take two frozen hamburger patties and put them under her sweaty, dripping, hair-matted armpits. Please tell me I didn't see that. He said, no, that's what you saw. That's what you saw. He said, look, pal, all our meat is frozen. It comes in frozen. And, you know, we don't just throw meat right on the grill. You have to warm it up a little bit and kind of thaw it out. And Becky uses her body to thaw meat. And I know she's a big woman, but that kind of comes in handy because it produces a lot of body heat. He said, oh, hell, he says, what'd she do? Take a couple hamburger patties, put them under her arms? He's like, she always does. He said, yeah, she did. He said, well, if she needed three patties, she could tuck one under that double chin roll she's got and hold her neck down. She could thaw out another hamburger patty under her chin. She uses her body to thaw meat. All our meat's frozen. The customer stands up and goes, well, then you can cancel my hot dog.
With an update on the roads, here's Tim Weiland with your Golden Oaklandine airborne traffic. What's going on, Tim?
Tina, they're still working with the accident on southbound 270. It's near the Thies Road overpass. The two left lanes are blocked. Traffic is a little bit better up north here. You are slow from Highway 40, 64, all the way down through Tesson Ferry before it opens up. Now, that also caused a jam on southbound Lindbergh from, the last I checked it, it was from at least Sappington up through Lime, people trying to bail out. On westbound 70, that's slow now between Cave Springs and T.R. Hughes. Eastbound 270, you're east of McDonald through New Florissant. Westbound 40 is just a little slow, Hampton through McCausland, 270 through Mason, but you are slow all the way down through Chesterfield Valley to the Boone Bridge. And those traffic lights have been repaired at Clarkson and... it was at Clarkson. You had a long Kerr's Mill, Clarkson and Kerr's Mill. I'm sorry, I hit a brain fart there. And we also they're working. You're still long on southbound Clarkson from Highway 64 all the way down through Kerr's Mill. This traffic report is brought to you by Pier 1 Imports. Let the festivities begin, and let them begin in your backyard. Find all the colorful outdoor touches that speak to you at Pier 1 Imports. with your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic. I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Next time on the Carney Show.
Busy, busy Thursday night show. We'll be talking to Michael Ian Black and Meghan McCain with some political insight. Michael Flynn joins us from Punch and Kitty. Also, the folks from Nat Geo give us America's Lost Treasures. We'll delve into that. The Thursday Night Music Club and Suzanne Summers with the Somethings of Steel, probably.
The Carney Show, weeknights from 9 till midnight on the Big 550 KTRS.
Is your car on the fritz? Are you stranded? Or maybe you don't want to chance it after a late night of drinking. Make sure you call ABC Checker Cab, 314-766-RIDE. At ABC Checker Cab, they have GPS in all of the cars, which means the ABC Checker Cab dispatcher knows exactly where every single cab is, and it can get to you and get to your destination faster than any other cab company. It's ABC Checker Cab, 314-766-RIDE. Not only do they have more advanced technology than any other cab company, they also have corporate accounts, medical transports, courier service, school accredited, and each driver has had a total and complete background check. 314-766-RIDE. Put it in your phone and put it as a speed dial number. 314-766-RIDE or abccabco.net. That's abccabco.net or 314-766-RIDE. You need a cab. It's as easy as ABC. ABC Checker Cab. 314-766-RIDE. ABC Checker Cab.
May I have your attention, please? If you are trying to lose weight, we need your help. We're AF Plus, and we have too much product and too few participants on our nationwide risk-free trial. If you need to lose 30 pounds or more and would like to participate, call now, 1-800-700-5589. AF Plus is an amazing, proven breakthrough in weight loss, a once-daily capsule that can help you lose weight in days. It's also one of the healthiest ways to lose weight because each capsule contains natural ingredients, including green tea extract. You'll boost your metabolic heart rate, allowing you to shed pounds in days with just one capsule a day. Be among the first to call for your risk-free trial. Again, we have too many risk-free trials and too few participants. If you would like to lose 30 pounds or more by taking just one all-natural capsule a day, call now to participate in this nationwide risk-free trial. 1-800-700-5589. That number again is 1-800-700-5589.
If you're a man and you're sick of having to go to the bathroom all the time, take the Super Beta Prostate Challenge. We're so sure it will reduce frequent urination, we'll send you a free full-size bottle of Super Beta Prostate to try absolutely free. It will help you get back to a normal bathroom routine both day and night. Imagine the difference that would make. Find out how to get your free bottle by calling 1-800-700-3980. Super Beta Prostate contains beta-sitosterol, clinically shown to support healthy flow and more complete bladder emptying. Millions of men rely on Super Beta Prostate to get a better night's sleep and not have to spend so much time in the bathroom. Take the Super Beta Prostate Challenge and try a free bottle. All you pay is shipping and handling, and your satisfaction is guaranteed. You'll be amazed at how quickly you notice a difference. Get your free bottle now while supplies last. Call 1-800-700-3980. That's 1-800-700-3980. 1-800-700-3980.
Do you like that personal service by people who have many years of experience? Well, then you need to know about Old Webster Jewelers at 52 West Lockwood in Old Webster Groves. Family owned since 1946, Old Webster Jewelers is run the way a jeweler store used to be run. The owners, Linda and Gary, are there Tuesday through Saturday, and they pride themselves on personal service. They'll have just the piece of jewelry you're looking for, or they'll help you design something from scratch. Bring in your old jewelry, and they'll restore it and put it in a brand new setting, making it look as good as new, if not better. They have a wide selection of watches at discount prices. Old Webster Jewelers offers expert watch repair. They're located at 52 West Lockwood in the heart of Old Webster. Give them a call, 961-8300. That's 961-8300. They don't have a website. Why is that? Because they treat you with personal service. Old Webster Jewelers. They run a jewelry store the way it should be. Old Webster Jewelers.
Problem. It's damp and uncomfortably humid in your house. And do I see mold? Not healthy. Think you can have a comfortable, healthy home with a portable dehumidifier? You think wrong, my friend, because that only solves the problems in one room. With an April Air dehumidifier, you'll remove nasty humidity from every room of your home. Your heating and cooling specialist installs it, and it's comfortable, healthier. Enjoy whole home air quality solutions only with April Air.
If comfort is your plan, call 618-BELLOWMAN. That's 618-235-6626. Or visit BELLOWMAN.com.
Additional dealer bonus cash has been allocated by the factory to help West County Nissan sell down all Muranos, Xterras, Pathfinders, Armadas, Frontiers, and Titans this week only. Plus, prices have been marked down as low as they will go on all 2012 Altimas. Go to WestCountyNissan.com and receive a real quote in just minutes. And get dealer bonus cash this week only at West County Nissan, located just 1 mile west of Highway 141 on Manchester Road in Baldwin. In lieu of all rebates, incentives.
Hi, this is Morgan Freeman. Has anyone ever said, you are the picture of health? You look healthy and you feel fine. But that may not be the full picture. Colorectal cancer is the second leading cancer killer of men and women over 50. Doesn't always cause symptoms, but it can be prevented. Get screened. Make sure you are the picture of health.
A message from the Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
You've had an accident, and the guy's bloodthirsty lawyer wants to sue you. How would you protect yourself? Call 1-800-SAFE-AUTO for affordable liability insurance. Drive safe, spend less.
Have storm damage to your roof, siding, or gutters? Hi, Mark Connolly, manager of Connolly Roofing and Exteriors. A family tradition for over 100 years. 314-822-7100.
Connolly Roofing is tops.
314-822-7100.
Keep your engine running like new with Mobile One Extended Performance. It's proven to protect your engine for 15,000 miles between oil changes. Guaranteed. Look for it wherever you buy motor oil.
Blow your nose.
Hey, this is unbelievable. The flag, the guy who wanted the flags, the old flag. I just got a text from John Londo. Five people have already dropped off old flags.
Wow.
It's unbelievable.
That's awesome.
I literally told the guy, I said, look, you might not get any flags because I don't know how many people just have. A couple of hours, five people have already stopped by with flags. The power of the Big 550 and the responsiveness and loyalty of this audience. Stunning, startling, amazing, awesome, and unbelievable. Let's go to Southern California, check in with Mike Evans. That is made possible by Thompson Price. The company we don't want to confuse with any other company that may have sort of a similar name as part of the name. ThompsonPrice.com would be the website to go to. Here is Mike Evans.
You're a little late today, Army. A little late for yourself.
That's
yes,
all right.
We are. Yeah.
That's okay.
Give me a little time to have a little beverage. Pop quiz question. Here you go. Dog the Bounty Hunter has been canceled. And Dog's wife, Beth, is branching out in a new career. Is she going to be a singer in a rock and roll band? Is she going to become a cook and have her own cooking show? Or is she going to mud wrestle midgets?
Well, it won't matter. She can do whatever she wants because she's one good-looking babe.
She needs to join the military with those cannons.
Holy yeah.
Maybe she could. I got an idea. Maybe she could be a brassiere model.
Yeah, boy. Triple wise or whatever she is.
Man, she got some big
bazoombas.
Yeah, she does.
Big chi-chis. Love nuggets.
Whoa, look at those bazooms.
Yeah, that's right, Lauren.
I tell you what, I keep hearing from really good sources that Leonardo DiCaprio and Victoria model Erin Heatherton, you got to pull her up, Frank, and look see what she looks like.
Okay.
Erin Heatherton, Victoria's Secret model. I think she may be the most beautiful woman I've ever seen in my life.
Wow.
I mean, everybody in the studio, pull her up, see what you think.
I know, but what's wrong with him that he can only date Victoria's Secret models? I mean, give me
a break.
What
do you mean, what's wrong with him? That's what's right with him.
Yeah, exactly. What is so bad about that? It's kind of sad that, that he he has bounced around a little bit. Barb Raffaelli was gorgeous, but this Erin Heatherton, she's unbelievable. Also, a source of mine in New York tells me that Alex Rodriguez and Tori Wilson, who used to be a wrestler, also was a model, she's knocked down gorgeous, that they, too, are very, very serious. They've been together now for over a year, and there's something going on there between those two. You heard it about it here first.
Hey, I just found the pictures of Erin Heatherton.
What do you think?
Hey, she's beautiful. Yeah. I don't know if she's the most beautiful girl I've ever seen, but she is really pretty.
Yep.
And pretty, not in a
phony way.
Yeah, not in, with a lot of makeup and that airbrush magazine cover pretty. Just flat out really pretty.
Wow.
Gorgeous girl.
Yeah.
TV review. By the way, I talked to Frank off the air. We do that occasionally. And you liked that show, Last Witness, yesterday.
Yeah, Final Witness.
Final Witness.
Yeah, I just talked to the audience about it a while ago. It's a good show.
TV review. We got another one for you. This one is not coming out until August. It's on the CW network. It is a new game show, reality show. It's a lot like the old kids' game, Musical Chairs. But adults play it, and there's never a dull moment. 12 contestants have to run this gauntlet of an incredible obstacle course, each level offering more money and prizes, but you still have to find an empty chair when the music stops.
Ooh, that's interesting.
The show is called Oh, Sit! Which is what the audience all yells when the music stops.
That's pretty funny.
It is funny. And it's a good show. I tell you, I think this is going to be a hit. Oh, Sit! Is 3 stars. You know what? If they can bring back Musical Chairs, maybe we ought to get together and try to produce Duck Duck Goose or Red Rover, Red Rover or something. Bringing back old kids' game seems to work, at least in this case. It is good. More TV review. Don't forget Charlie Sheen's new show, Anger Management, debuts tonight on the FX. I think you'll like it.
Well, USA Today beat it up big time.
I know they did.
Wow.
I know they did. And USA and FX, there's been a long-going battle there. It's not a great show, but you know what? I never liked 2.5 Men. That much.
I liked it after about 6 episodes, and then it was kind of the same show.
Exactly. TV news, Jeff Kent, who is a spoiled, selfish, angry, standoffish former baseball player, played for the Mets, the Giants, Houston, Dodgers. He's actually going to be on Survivor. If you know this guy, Jeff Kent.
Oh, wow.
Boy, he's a piece of work. I don't know,
not well-liked by a lot of his teammates or
dislike would be more like.
Yeah.
America's Got Talent is finally drawing big ratings. Not extra huge, but pretty big. Anybody watched America's Got Talent?
No.
I watched it a part of 2 different shows, just part.
And?
That's okay.
A couple times.
I don't like Nick Cannon. I think he's talentless.
I like Howard Stern.
I think Nick Cannon is great.
Uh-oh, 30-second warning, apparently.
Oh, come on now. Come on.
I'm sorry.
ABC
Kelsey
News
Grammer has lost over $1 million in an online Ponzi scheme. If that's not bad enough, others who lost money say they only got in it because Kelsey Grammer was in it, so somehow they plan to sue him. Good luck on that. And finally, Dog the Bounty Hunter's wife is going to be doing something new. What's Beth going to be doing? Singing in a rock and roll band, doing her own cook show, or mud wrestling with the little people?
Dana.
I'll go with mud wrestling.
Singing.
Cooking.
Mud wrestling.
She's going to be the new female lead singer with the Groove Hogs, the band in Denver. And by the way, Lewis and Floor Wax, the morning show that I'm on with in Denver, they are the lead singer and lead guitar player for that band. She's going to be a rock and roll singer. Mike Evans said!
Yeah, I think what he was trying to do was rub it in our faces that some guys on another show he's on have a band.
So,
who are we? Chop Liver, that kind of thing. You know, like he's letting us know we're kind of nobody.
We have a band.
Well, we do. Two of us do. Yeah.
Yeah.
But you're not doing a show with Dog's wife. See, I think that's his point.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, look here, they made it. Yeah. Those guys made it, and we didn't. We have to break so we can come back and say goodbye. Big 550 KTRS.
With your Golden Oaklanding airborne traffic, here's Tim Weiland. Tim?
Thanks a lot, Tina. Well, the biggest problem is going to be in South County on southbound 270 by the Thies Road overpass. You have an accident. They've got a couple cars on the flatbed, but one's still smashed into the median. And it's two left lanes blocked. Traffic is backed up a little south of Manchester, but it's solid all the way there. The problem is people are bailing out on 44 to take 141. You've got long lines getting off at Bowles, long lines getting off at 141. Southbound 141 is pretty well jammed up approaching Highway 30 all the way through 21. And that's also causing problems on southbound Lindbergh, this accident. It's pretty well jammed up. Not quite solid, but it's a lot of slow pockets between, looks like Highway 44 all the way up through Lime as people trying to make a detour here. This traffic report is brought to you by Mattress Firm. It's Mattress Firm's 4th of July, excuse me, let's do this again. It's Mattress Firm's coupon sale for a limited time. Save up to $400 in coupon savings on all the best brands like Sealy, Serta, Beautyrest, and more, only at Mattress Firm. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland. Big 550 KTRS.
You've noticed dust gathering on your moldings, picture frames, under the furniture, and in the corners around the house.
Ew.
You need to call two ladies and a bucket. Even worse, you could see the pathways across your floors or carpets from all the foot traffic. There's a permanent bathtub ring, and your kitchen has a patina of grease from years of cooking.
Ew.
You need to call two ladies and a bucket. They're affordable, insured and bonded, and serve most of the metro area, whether it's homes or businesses. They even do construction cleanings. Two ladies and a bucket doesn't just surface clean. They're deep and thorough.
Ah, much better.
And they'll send the same cleaning crew to your home or business, so they'll be familiar with you and your cleaning needs. Two ladies and a bucket uses eco-friendly products, are pet-friendly, and offers schedules to fit your unique circumstances. Call 314-229-1736 or go to their website, twoandabucket.com, to see all the services they offer. Two ladies and a bucket. Two is better than one.
Hi, it's the roofer from Lane House Construction. If you have damage from the storm and need emergency repair, call Lane House Construction. We can get you tarped or boarded very quickly, normally within 24 hours or sooner. So remember, for storm damage, call Lane House Construction. Roofing, siding, windows, and gutters, or emergency repair. In St. Louis, 314-845-2166, or in St. Peter's at 636-724-2000. Area-wide, 866-546-ROOF, or on the web at lanehouseconstruction.com.
I'll bet you have a drawer full of old jewelry sitting at home that you don't know what to do with. Dump that out on your bed and sort it into two piles. Things that have sentimental value and another pile that, could go either way. I'm Matt McCormick. I'll take that pile of questionable jewelry and sort it into the things that have value and the things that don't. You might be surprised how much it's actually worth at Missouri Coin Company. And while you're at it, bring your coins, currency, and watches to Missouri Coin Company. We're a mile east of 270 on Manchester.
The Missouri Coin Company.
I've been told that I have 8 seconds to say this. No, now it's only four. Have a great Thursday evening, everybody. 6 o'clock.
From ABC News, I'm Brad Wheelis. It was a Republican appointee who cast the swing vote at the Supreme Court upholding Obamacare. Chief Justice John Roberts surprised nearly everyone. ABC's Vic Rackner.
The Chief Justice did not directly uphold.